Today is the last day of February 28th, 2010, and we're going to talk about becoming a member of our church and our denomination. And those of you who have been around here for a while probably noticed that I don't talk about this a whole bunch. I don't push hard for church membership. I am one of the individuals who would push hard for your becoming born again, for your becoming alive, and I would push hard for a healthy Christian life, not necessarily even growth, but health in your Christian life. But I believe that when you're born again, you become a part of the body of Christ, of the church of Jesus Christ, and membership or saying that United Brethren is the only place to be a member, I'm not necessarily sure that I would push that. But I do think it's a very good thing to become a member of a church and to become active and involved in there, but you don't have to be a member of this church to be in good standing with God. You know, church membership is one of those religious things that we do, but there really isn't a biblical precedent to be a member of this church or that church. There's a good biblical precedent to be involved in a local church, to be there and to be active and participating and watering and having it cause things in your life for growth. But joining a denomination, that's more of a guy, a human thing and a religious thing than a Bible thing. But it's a good thing. So I have a summary and a direction. We've invested January and February, bless you, in a series that I entitled What We Believe. And in March, we're going to try to make some of this a little more personal for our church. So you have a big insert in your bulletin that on the one side is the confession of faith. These are the primary things that our church believes in. And we've spent the month of January and February walking through each one of these points. And if you flip it over, on the other side is a sheet that's the outline for today that's entitled Becoming a Member. And this is the process that exists within the church and within the denomination for becoming a member. Now, what I'm going to do in March is take some of these things and try to adapt them or adjust them so that they become more personal for our church. It may just be my opinion, but a lot of this is kind of cumbersome in the way that it's done. And I'm an individual that spent their Christian service in designing diagrams and things that help people understand in a very simple way how to accomplish this. So I'm going to propose to you in the next few weeks some ideas on becoming a member of our church that's got the same content as this, but a little simpler. And over the next few weeks, I want to talk to you about our values as a church, our own personal values, and a mission statement and a vision statement for our church in a very simplistic way, communicating what we believe and what we want to do in a very short, concise way. So that's what we're going to do for the month of March. And then in April, we're going to enjoy the Easter celebration and Good Friday celebration. And then in May, I'm going to start a expository series on the book of James that'll take us several months. But in that period of time, we'll actually take apart chapters and aspects of the Bible and talk about them in depth. So that's kind of the direction that we're going. So the plan for today is to go through and go over the steps of church membership and then ask for people who would like to experience it. So this is how you would do it, and then ask people if they would like to do it. So here's what it says, becoming a member. Levels of membership. We have three levels of membership. Watch care members for children 9 and under. Student membership for persons 9 to 15. And then adult membership for anyone over 16. So when you look at your outline, those are the three blue points there, that the different levels. that are involved in our church membership. So can you find yourself or your children on that list? Can you? It's like looking at a map. You have to figure out where you are before you can figure out where you want to get to, and then how you get there is the important part. But can you find yourself on there? A conversion experience is required for student or adult membership, but not for Watch Care membership. Only adult members can vote in denominational elections. Once upon a time, it was an important thing for people to be a part of a denomination and to have a vote in what was going on. And for a period of time, a lot of churches and a lot of denominations tried to function like a republic. And it's not really biblically designed for a church to be a republic. It's designed for a church to be a theocracy, where there is one God. And it's not the public opinion that is required. It's the members of the church that are the appointed leaders or prophets or priests that make the decisions. And it's kind of like we're reading in Exodus. You know, that when we're in Leviticus now, aren't we? Reading in Leviticus of Moses and Aaron and the children of Israel, it's not the popular vote for whether we go back to Egypt or where we get water, is it? It's really the leadership of God and His appointed people. And our denomination is moving in a direction that all of our churches will be headed up and maintained by a very small group of individuals. A pastor and three or four elders would direct and lead the church, and all the committee votes and the board votes and all of that stuff that's more trying to make church like a republic are in the process of going away. And it'll be much more like the seven churches in the New Testament when it's all said and done. So, you still get a chance to vote in elections if you are a member and become a member. And we have election information to give you in the very near future. So, have you had a conversion experience? And if not, would you like to? In your life, have you had the conversion experience that would allow you to become an adult member? If you haven't had an experience of being born again and becoming a part of the bride, of the body of Christ, of the church of Jesus Christ, would you like to do that? It would be a really good idea for you to. And I would love to help you with that, or any of the people that are on the platform and the worship team would be delighted in helping you do that. If you haven't had a conversion experience, if you haven't been born again, it's a really good idea, and you should do that at your nearest convenience. Because as we discussed in our prayer request, you really never know how long you have. You know, and as we come up to Good Friday, there was a thief on the cross who in the last moments of his life had a conversion experience. And I encourage you, don't wait till the last minute. Get her done. Get her done soon. So, becoming an adult member, typically a person would become an adult member by coming in front of the church on a Sunday morning and publicly responding to the questions from the pastor. A growing number of our churches use a membership class and then merely recognize and publish the names of the new members. So, we've practiced the going up front thing at our church as a pattern so far. But, do you think maybe a church membership class and a small group experience would be better? That's one of the questions that I want you to think about. And next week when we talk about our local church, maybe that would be a better pattern than what we've been doing. Because there are people who really don't like coming up in front of a big group. And a lot of people would say, well, you guys don't have a big group. But to people who don't like getting in front of people, it's a big group. So what we could do is have a small group for people who are visiting the church that have a class where we basically go over what's on the one side of your page and what's on the other side of your page and a few other things. And maybe that would be a better system for our church. So think about that, pray about that, and then respond next week when I ask you for that. So, as we go through these six questions, please let them go through you. Don't just go over the outline, but let the outline go through you. The first question to become a member is, number one, do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God, and therein is the only revealed knowledge of the way of salvation? In order to become a member, you would have to say yes to that question. I believe in the Bible, and I believe the pattern of salvation therein. So, if you don't believe this, why not? Think about that, and when we have our small group discussion after good snacks and fellowship time in a few minutes, respond to that. Share with us why it is that you don't believe in the Bible or you don't believe in the plan of salvation. Now, if you do believe in that, how are you interacting with the Bible? If you do believe the Bible is the living Word of God, then on a personal basis, whether you're a member or not, how are you interacting with that? It's important that you have an interaction with the living Word of God. I'm planning a spring regional here for a missionary conference for our denomination and our local churches. And as a part of that, as a cluster leader, I'm going to show a DVD on hearing from God through Bible study and journaling. And there's a good probability that next year, when we start the year, I'm going to ask you to join with me in a new pattern of interacting with the Bible. This year, I'm encouraging you, there is on the front pew and in the back, reading the Bible through in a year patterns that the Gideons do. And there's a Bible verse that'll pop up in just a minute that was yesterday afternoon's Bible reading. And I'm going to encourage you this year to read the Bible through with me in this pattern. In the morning, read something out of the Old Testament. And in the afternoon, read something out of the New Testament. But I think next year in January, I'm going to ask you to do a life journal with me, where the journal will give us a Bible reading, and in the year we'll read the Old Testament through once and the New Testament through twice. And every day you will be asked, and there's a little checkoff box, an accountability thing, that you actually journal what God said to you through the Scriptures. Now that's next year. But this year, how are you interacting with the Scripture? If you're not yet reading the Bible through with me, join. Now, it happened that this week, one morning, I got up early and ran off to do something, and it was the next day before I realized that I didn't read my Bible because I got up late. And so the next day, you know what I did? I thought of the date of the month, and I started reading it again. And I didn't feel guilty that I didn't do it the day before. I just forgot. And God knows how easy it is for me to do that. So it's not a big problem with God or I if I don't do it. But it's a natural, nurturing, nutritional thing to do to be interacting with the Bible. So I encourage you to do that in some way, shape, or form. And I give you a warning that next year it'll probably be a little more intensive than it is this year. Now, question number two. Have you asked God to forgive your sins? And do you believe that He accepts you as His child? Have you been forgiven and accepted by God? And it's really good, I think, the way our denomination writes that, that your sins are forgiven and you're accepted and you're one of God's adopted children. Have you had that experience? The quote of this week, I found it on a post-it in my 2009 day timer as I was going through there. It's this: love is the starting point and the end. The goal in life is to be God's friend. It's kind of a cute little ditty. I don't know where I heard it, but I can tell you what month of last year I heard it and wrote it on a post-it in my day timer. But that's really it. It's all about God's love, His amazing love for you and I. That's where it all starts. That's where it all ends. That's the amazing experience of eternity with God. But the goal in our life is to be like Moses. Moses was an individual that God said, some people I don't talk to, but Moses I talk to face to face, man to man, as one friend to another. And as you look at Moses' autobiography in writing the first five books, the way he writes his conversations with God are just amazing. You know, just this week, God says, I'm going to kill them all, and I'm going to make a new nation from you, Moses. And Moses says, well, let's just think that through a little bit, God. You know, all those people in Egypt watched you bring them out, and everybody's seen how you did that. And if you kill them all, then you know what everybody's going to say is God just brought them all out here to kill them in the desert. You really don't want that publicity campaign, God. Did you read that? Did you think that was amazing? And God says, okay, I won't kill them all at once, but I'm still going to kill them all over 40 years. Moses says, well, that won't quite be as noticeable to all the people around. You know what I mean? But God wants us to have an interactive, loving relationship with Him, where we can take out our cell phones and text or call Him in prayer anytime, anywhere, and expect a text or a call back. You know what I mean? It's not like sending an email forward where you're not expecting any response back. That's the way a lot of people pray. They just send a forward to God and then go on with life and don't expect any interaction back. No, God wants us to have a friendship relationship with Him. And as being a part of our church, being a part of our denomination, we want to help you in that endeavor. Here's question number three. Are you determined by the grace of God to follow Christ, renouncing the world, all ungodliness, seeking to lead a life of holiness and devotion to God and His cause? Well, that's a long sentence. Basically, are you willing to become a disciple of Jesus Christ is the way I'd summarize that for our church. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to become a disciple? In this season of Lent, what are you doing to remember and repent? On an individual basis, as you're seeking to live a holy life, and a set-apart life, and a sanctified life, or as I would summarize it, becoming a disciple, what are you doing in Lent to remember and repent? Now, my life is not going to be the same as yours, and what I do, I don't expect you to do the same thing. So when I tell you what I'm doing and you think it's a little weird, don't think that you have to do that. But Friday was my first birthday. I had my first birthday Friday, and I had a party at my house. I didn't tell everybody it was my birthday party, but I got to have a party, and I got to have what I wanted because it was my birthday. A year ago Friday, I had this nurse take a great big syringe, looked like a caulking gun, and inject stem cells into my body. And they were my own stem cells. And the reason that I did that is because 2 days before, a nurse had come in with radioactive protective gloves and this stainless steel syringe and injected my body with enough chemotherapy to kill me. And literally, if the stem cells that they put in a year ago Friday wouldn't have taken hold, I would have died. And Julie was working on her photo album for the year of 2009, and I looked at it. In the picture of February, she has a picture of me looking like death warmed over. And in February, the comment was, after Bill's treatment, he had uncontrollable diarrhea, he had insomnia, he was erratic, and his skin all peeled off, and his hair all fell out. So I'm remembering the suffering from that. But what I'm repenting of and doing in Lent is rejoicing in life. Jesus died for our sins on the cross. And I'm working on a system to make that practical for you this Lenten season, this Good Friday, this Easter. But he doesn't want us to focus entirely on remembering his death. He wants us to repent and focus on life. Not what happened to him, but his victory on Easter. He wants us to live an abundant new life. And I want that for you. Our denomination, our church wants that for you. But you need to practically apply these things to your life. Now, I have friends who, in the period of Lent, are eating fish on certain days. And I happened to observe at Wendy's the other day, on one of those days, one of the people at the counter who was very impatient with the service because they wanted their fish sandwiches because they hadn't eaten yet today. And, you know, their testimony wasn't really all that cool. They'd given up a double stack at Wendy's for a fish sandwich. Well, it was actually two. But they hadn't eaten all day and I want my fish sandwich. I'm hungry. You know? And I'm thinking, what a great testimony. I asked one of my friends, so why is it actually that you eat fish? What's the point? I don't know. Just what we do at Lent. Here's what Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, verse 6, that you would have read with me the other afternoon had you been reading the Bible. Jesus replied, "You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. For he wrote that these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Now, the context of that was the religious church people of that day were saying, "Jesus, your disciples don't wash their hands. They don't use hand sanitizer before they eat." And Jesus said, "You hypocrites, you wash your hands, but your hearts are far from me. I don't want to lead you in a church where at Lent you do things out of a religion and you don't even know why you do them. That's just what you got to do. I want you to live a life where your heart is honoring God from the inside out." Does that make sense? So as I remind you of Lent, it's to get our hearts right and to enjoy the victory that God had. Now here's question four. Are you willing to be governed by church discipline? Are you willing to be placed under the authority of the local church? So, to summarize that, are you teachable and submissive to authority? Are you willing to be taught and learn new patterns? You're not the center of the universe. None of us are, although all of us live like we are. Are you willing to be teachable? Are you willing to come under church discipline and church authority and submit to those authorities? Joining our church would mean that you would be willing to do that. You would give us the authority position in your life to speak to you in a way that would help you to become a healthy Christian and grow. Question five, are you willing to give of your time, talent, means, support, various interests of the church according to your ability? So, are you a servant of the body of Christ? Are you willing to serve? We heard testimony this morning that we're going to do a vacation Bible school event in this summer, 6th through 10 of June. We need servants. We need workers. Now, you don't really need a whole lot of talent, a whole lot of ability to do that. Basically, you just got to be available and teachable. You just got to be willing to be there and enjoy it. We always eat good. We always have great singing. It's always fun. So, it's one of the ways you could serve, but there's a lot of other ways that you could serve. How are you doing that if you're a member? If you're not a member and you join, are you willing to serve? Here's the last question. Have you received water baptism? If not, are you willing to be baptized at your earliest convenience? So, have you experienced believers baptized? You've been born again, and after you've been born again, you've been baptized with water. Have you done that? If you haven't, let's do it. You know, Clarence said we can get in his hot tub. We can go to the Y. If you want to wait, we can jump in the Rock River. I don't want to jump in now, but When it warms up, we could. But are you willing to do that? So, to become a member, a person must say yes to all these questions, or at least one of the two on the last one. Becoming a student member, version of questions 1, 2, and 5, and 6 are asked to a prospective student member. And a Watch Care members are asked to believe that Bible is God's book. And if they're willing to be taught the Bible and what it means to be a Christian. So, to become a member, are there any questions? Anybody got questions? And is there anybody that would like to experience that today? And that's the conclusion of the message.